From a practical point of view, do you think that outside a trial setting, doc and community-based practice, first of all, do you think they should do plasma biopsies or assays before therapy? And do you think they should do them on progression of osimertinib and maybe even act on them outside a trial?
For a patient who is newly diagnosed with non-squamous or adeno specifically, I still like to have a tissue-based diagnosis to start with. Now, there are some situations where there's insufficient tissue and a second biopsy is not deemed safe for the patient, or if the patient just has bone-only disease, then it's reasonable to get a plasma cell-free DNA to test for it. And these assays that are available commercially have a good sensitivity. They are able to pick almost 80% of what you would pick up on the tissue, but one has to be aware there is still a possibility about 20 to 30% of the patients where you don't see any cell-free DNA. In the Flora data, 19% of the patients with tissue-positive EGFR mutations were non-shedders. In other words, they have nothing on plasma, but they have the mutation in the tissue. So one has to keep that in mind, that there is a caveat to the results from the plasma testing.
That's really interesting. I hadn't heard that before. Let me just ask you, do you think, I've heard people say that there are potential advantages to liquid biopsies, that maybe you pick up things that you actually don't get on tissue, that ideally you do both. What do you think about that thought?
There are certain instances, because when we do biopsies of the tumor, you're going in blindly and you may hit the region of a tumor where the cells are not rich in mutations. So there are situations where the tissue might miss it and the plasma might catch it. And certainly if you had a tissue diagnosis with NGS and you see nothing there or something that doesn't make sense, you could correlate with plasma side by side to see if you can put those together and make sense out of the data. There's a lot of interest in using plasma to understand early progression, early development of resistance, whereby studying it serially, even when a patient is on therapy, could be a potential approach. I would say that's still being sorted out in a research setting. What we have seen is that if you are a shedder, which means you're a patient with EGFR mutation, your plasma is positive at baseline, and you start those patients on a TKI, within 6 weeks, you can check the plasma again. And if they clear completely, those patients do a lot better compared to who we refer to as persisters, where the plasma still shows the EGFR mutation. So I think down the road where we will be going with this is, you start somebody on a TKI in 6 weeks, you kind of get a sense which way things are going, and you quickly adapt therapy. Maybe you want to bring in chemo or you bring in another drug on top of your TKI for those not so good responders.
You bring in Bev.
Bring in Bev could be clearly an option.
I remember hearing about people talking about that as a strategy, that when you progress, you know, before checkpoint and all that, you know, when you progress on EGFR TKI, to add Bev.
Right.